Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? What kind of guy? What kind of takeoff? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up cool with my hustle. Staying down, got me every penny. 19, have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it. Really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming. They know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions. I flip it for show. I took some losses, it cost me chances. I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot. Fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K. I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealous in every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas. You niggas know what it is, niggas. We get real money over here, niggas. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Expecting like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known, you were hating on the low. I've been known, they were hating on the low. I've been known, he was hating on the low. I've been known, she was hating on the low.
Hey, everybody! Happy Sunday. We are at it again, honey. Another Sunday, again. A fun-filled week. I am back off my little mini vacay, my mini getaway.
Shit.
And I hit the ground running. I have so much to share with you guys. Let me welcome in my awesome co-host, Mo Benz. What's happening?
Yo, what's up, people? What's up, world? Ready for a nice, exciting show. Chop it up with the people out here. Chop it up with Miss Lovely Black. Let's get into it. I'm ready. Turned
oh,
all the way
man.
Up.
Oh, man. So that last week was an epic show. So if y'all didn't tune in last week, let's go to the archive and listen to the show last week.
That shit was classic.
You know, it was interesting. It was hot. It was heated. You know, Mo Benz was, you know,
yeah,
kind of like, shit, hold on, you know, calm down.
Yeah.
And I was just like, yes. And Moo was like, ah. So make sure you guys go check out our archives from last week, man. It was awesome. It was amazing. And they're getting better and better, man. We are trying to just tap into, we're trying to stay authentic here But, you know, make sure that we tackle real life conversations, you know, real life topics that you don't hear on any other station. And next month, we're coming up on 2 years here. And
wow.
I'm happy. Like,
yeah,
I'm
me
happy.
Too. I'm happy where the direction everything's going.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm pumped up. Like,
Thank you to everybody that's been supporting the show. All over United States, our top five, United States, Canada, salute.
Ooh,
Italy, down. Hello, Italy, y'all. Two weeks in the running, y'all just came up. Republic of Korea, you guys are still there.
They're hanging in.
Yeah, Republic of Korea, I can only imagine what they are listening to over there. What is drawing them to our weird stuff.
It's
got to
be one person. Yeah, it's got to be one person that's putting them on like, look, man, this American show is popping. It's got to be somebody or some people
right.
over there like, yo, this is the shit.
Yeah, right. 2 years. So thank you guys for the support. We're going to have like an open forum like for next month. We're going to try something different. So you know how Mo is so closed in and we be riding Mo about being open. So like he has to allow me to choose one thing that he has to be open about in his private life,
shit.
Like that he has to try. And he has to go and try it and tell us on the next show. So that's going to be his thing for next month. I'm going to let him. I'm going to give him a little option because
right.
y'all know he real. Look, he's like, wait, I am? Yes. Y'all know he real picky. So I'm going to give him a couple options. I'm going to think of some good stuff, and he got to try it, something that he's not open to. And then tell me.
Yeah.
I want, like I teach my children, like, before you say no, try it at least once. You know what I'm saying? That's what I try to teach them. But also for me, I'm going to be an open book. So whatever you guys want to ask, I think maybe we're going to do just one show. I don't want to take up the whole month because I want to do some fun stuff for all four shows next month. So maybe one show. Nothing is off limits. You guys can ask me whatever you want to ask me. And I'm going to answer a question, you know, honestly. So I pride, you know, my success. I take pride in my success, and I attribute it to me being an open book, me not trying to hide who I am, but me separating myself from who I once was, you know. But if I once wasn't, you know, Miss Lovely Black, then you wouldn't have the new Miss Lovely Black, right? So that's the gist of my name. You know, it's long and so on and so forth. So we're going to get into a lot of stuff for next month for our two-year anniversary here. And I just can't thank you guys enough for just continuously rocking with us all over the world. You know, we 30 countries and counting, and 30-plus countries, and we really, really appreciate you guys. So how was your week, Mo?
My week was cool. My week is like survival of the fittest. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in a shark tank. You know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes to real estate, it's interior design, just in all aspects. This was a week where, you know, I had to just get out here and just hustle. You know what I'm saying? So my week was all about the hustle. You know what I'm saying? But it was a great week. I'm going to talk about some things in the chop up. You know what I'm saying? Some new things that we're working on here within the show. Some things I got back on and got back hip to. And I'm like, oh, shit, it's been a while. Like, you know what I'm saying? Okay, so this is how it is now. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to tease y'all. And then, got a chance to check out this awesome movie. I got a chance to see Us. I'm gonna give you my review and a chop up as well. Yeah. So this week was cool. It was just like a hustle and bustle type of week, but I had like some ups and some downs. But you know, you just gotta stick with it. Whatever you're doing, you know what I'm saying?
It's not always
gonna be smooth, and you gotta just be able to adjust to the challenges, you know what I'm saying? So that's how my week was. But how was your week? I wanna know you this mini
hashtag
this
happy
mini vacation.
Man.
Yeah, hashtag happily married man. That's it. You know what I'm saying? That's always the hashtag. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to that.
Okay.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, definitely.
Okay. So my week, oh, man, it was long and exhausting. And I am, you guys, I am beat. Like, really, I am going to take a shower when I'm done and finish putting some stuff up because that just came from the store. Okay, listen. Let me just put this out here. Sometimes you have to realize, you know, when you get past the first 12 months of the baby, it kind of goes smooth for a couple years. You know, you still got the whole pull-up phase and so on and so forth. I'm thankful because my kids kind of move fast. My 10-month-old, he can drink out of a cup already, and we are in the phase of winging him off the bottle now. So, like, kudos to him. But, like, I went in the store. When I got off of work, I had to go to the store. And, you know, I'm 30 minutes from the store because I live in the suburbs. And I came back and I said, I was riding and I was just so pissed, okay? I was pissed because, you know, I had a great, you know, time away, but I spent a lot of money. And then I came home and I was like, oh, I got to give him some milk, right? He stayed. He's coming back at the end of the week. And I'm like, I got to get him some milk and some food. So I went to the store, and it came up to $255. And I said, huh, I said, you know, for this topic tonight, you know, has sex become a sport? You better leave that shit alone. This is why I'm chunky. I don't play sports tonight. I can't do this shit. I'm so happy that I got one more month to buy milk, okay, out of pocket.
Uh-huh.
Listen, when I say out of pocket, you know, I can post my receipts where it says debit card, okay? And it gives you the amount. And I do this every single month, hands down. And $255 is just the milk, okay? That's not including the 50 jars of baby food that I get him every month, along with the little hand snacks to help him get the mouth, eye, hand, cord. Listen, I'm one moment. I'm excited as hell that I only got to buy milk one more month. I think I'm not going to know what to do with myself, so I'm going to put that out. But, man, the trip was amazing. I had a great time. I visited my youngest son's family, and we was in Atlanta. We was in Albany. You know, we just really had an amazing time around amazing people, and I could not complain. You know, the love was amazing. The people were amazing, so... You know, I like good spirited people. When you see them, they're genuine, they're genuinely smiling. You know, you don't read into nothing other than guess what? When I see them, they were smiling. You know, so that was a good thing. And also, you know, I was looking into some real estate, which I had to look into some stuff. I was supposed to look into some stuff, and I ended up not doing it. but I got sidetracked because I seen some land in somewhere else, and I said, damn, you know, these houses are pretty reasonable. So, you know, we kind of looking into that, trying to look into that area, which seems to be a gold mine. But if I see it as a gold mine, somebody else had to look at it and find the flaw in it. So, you know, that's what I'm trying to look for before I start investing money there. But, yeah. That went amazing. I really didn't get much rest. You know, I was going to bed at like 2, getting up at 8, driving all day long. So I'm exhausted. I'm ready for sleep. Also, the pre-ordered link, I said Tuesday, the pre-ordered link for It Goes Down in the DM.
Yo,
will
shout
be
out to
out
you on that.
I wanted to say
congratulations to my co-host. Marvelous author out here making moves, man. I love to see you personified, and I just wanted to, you know, just give you a nice salute to that, man. That's what's up, man. I'm proud of you with that one.
Yeah, it
That's
goes down in the DM. It goes down in the DM. Will be available on for pre-order on
down
Amazon.
In the DM.
I just did Amazon right now. I haven't did the hard copy yet, but it will be available on Amazon to order, okay, to pre-order. Mm. The release date is April the 12th for the release date. It got pushed back. It was supposed to be released this week coming in, but this is the business. You know, you can't get mad. Things happen. You know, things don't go as you plan it. And hey,
yeah,
I'm happy for
April 12th.
I'm happy for April 12th. So if you see that, if you see me post that, please share that post. It is a erotica. It's a very, very, very heavy erotica. This book is filled with adult conversation and a lot of sex. So you know, if you got church members on your page. You know what? If you got church members on your page, retweet it too, because they the real freaks. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know,
yeah,
church
man.
Girls be the freaky ones. So
yeah,
they
man.
Might need to learn some tricks
girls
from old Zenobia
yeah,
Turner,
man.
You know? So, yeah.
I told
so,
you,
so
when I get down to Atlanta,
pool?
I told you. I told you when I get down to Atlanta, like, real talk, I'm going to the strip club Saturday night, and I'm going to the church Sunday morning. Yo, that's going to be my weekend in Atlanta coming through.
Right, because they're the biggest, especially in Atlanta, they turn up, okay, and then go to church.
Turn,
like,
oh, yeah.
Leaving the swinger
exactly.
club, going to church. Like, oh, get your holy on. Yes, I will not judge. No.
Word.
So, it goes down in the DM. You'll see ads running everywhere. You'll see ads on Facebook. You'll see ads on Instagram. Click the link. You'll see me posting it. You'll see anybody that's rocking with me posting it. So click the link, pre-order your book. And I am so excited to finally get this out because I've
yeah,
been
man, I love that title,
like,
too. That title is
last
dope, man.
Year,
shout out
like,
to I love that because that song was just dope. You know what I'm saying? It just made me think I can't wait to
see.
Just,
so
like,
everybody
you know what I'm saying?
Compares it like okay, Gotti's song is down in the DM, and my book
yeah.
is it goes down in the DM. So it's very, very you know similar. You know what I'm
yeah.
saying? As far as it works, but
yeah.
it's two different things. But we're talking
yeah,
about hey, the DMs be
yeah.
you know the DMs
yeah, the
be popping. You know what I'm saying?
Just,
for
yeah,
women.
So, it makes
so
sense.
He was
it
giving the synopsis of how the DMs work from a man point of view, and I'm giving you the synopsis of how the DMs
women.
Work from a female from a point
ooh,
of view, and you know
like
it's that. A whole other thing because this is Zenobia Turner is the main character, and
Zenobia,
her
that's
DMs.
Her name,
Zenobia Turner. Zenobia
like
Turner.
Name,
her
she sound like a freak.
Oh
Zenobia.
Man. Listen,
like
she got a problem. You gonna need a cigarette
like
and you some whiskey or something while you read this book. It's a short book,
ooh,
so
okay.
You ain't got to go. It ain't going on like all. I think it's 99 pages.
Nice.
You know, something like
short
that. But man, you gonna really. Listen, a lot was put into this book. I've been telling y'all, I'm coming. I put a lot into this book. You know, as far as just tweaking it. Getting it back, tweaking it again, sending it out, tweaking it again. Like, I just really wanted to give y'all something to sit there and just be like, yes, Zenobia, yes, girl. Because
yes,
whether you're going to
yes.
say it out loud or not, you're going to be able to relate to Zenobia Black. So, watch out for it goes down. Zenobia Turner, I'm sorry. Zenobia Black was in Confessions of a Mattress Actress. Zenobia Turner. Is in it goes down in the DM. I'm sorry. Got her last name.
Okay, got
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Zenobia.
Zenobia is a pop.
So
okay.
yeah, I pushed that out and guess what? I'm working on the second book, getting that out. So, you know, I'm just
nice.
Putting my focus and making sure that I get these done the right way, you know, like that people
yeah.
will see them. So, you know, I go from one extreme to the next. So our next book that you know what I'm saying? It's going to be put out. It's going to be a drama. So,
yeah,
it's going to be a drama. It's going to be like something that you can still relate to. Because you just know. I'm coming.
Or, coming through.
But, yeah, that was my week, man. I'm ready. I do not plan on leaving my house for the next 3 days because I need a break.
You got to recover, huh?
I need
from
a break.
All that
and I need
traveling.
Yes, like a lot of travelers, a lot of travelers. So I need my break. But this topic is interesting tonight, guys. Let's jump right in it.
Yeah,
this topic, we're talking about has sex become a new sport? So we're going to let Mo lead with this topic, and then we're going to pick up. I'm going to pick up after you lead and
okay.
see where we're going.
All right, so look. Okay, so right now, you know, we got a lot of sports going on in real life. You know what I'm saying? You got football, free agency. We about to get into the basketball playoffs, which is, you know, one of my favorites. We got the NCAA tournament right now. You know, so just a lot of sports going on. Then, you know, another sport other than what I'm saying of sex, it's like new wave is rap. You know what I'm saying? I've told you I'm a big rap music, you've been following the show, you know, and the Chop Up always shout out different albums that I'm feeling and stuff like that. So that's a sport. But now, what got me on this topic this week, I was just, you know, analyzing some stuff. And I'm like, you know what? Especially in the age of social media, sex has become like a sport, you know what I'm saying? And I just tell you from my own perspective and point of view, I've said this on many occasions, you know, when I engage in adult activities, you know what I'm saying, I'm always sizing my opponent up, you know what I'm saying, just like a sports person, you know what I'm saying, like, or like if you're about to go into a boxing match, you like sizing up the opponent, and I'm kind of doing that sexually, you know, with the women I've come encounter with through my years or whatever, and yeah, you know what I'm saying, and you know, I don't have any kids at this point, it has been like a sport for me, you know what I'm saying, every time I have engage in some sexual activities, it was like, damn, you know what I'm saying? And then especially like when you catch that chemistry, you know, and shout out to my wife, you know, we, you know, just bring you behind the curtain. Like, I know I got great chemistry with my wife. I mean, of course we've been together for a long time, but that's just, you know, that's, so I always can sharpen my skills. You know what I'm saying? With, you know, with me and my wife, we got great chemistry, and that's another reason why we've lasted for so long, and I think our foundation is laid. But now with social media, now you just see it more and more. You know what I'm saying? And like, you know, you can kind of, with sex being a sport, like my whole perspective of it, you can watch it, you can study it, you can analyze it, you can participate it, just like you would do any other sport. And you know, once again, in the age of social media, I'm seeing so many voyeur people, like amateurs. You know, everybody got a phone now, so everybody just showing their skills. Women now. Women, you know, want to make sure that their bodies is right so they can just attract different things, so that can just bring them more options, you know. They feel like they're like a free agent, just like a sporting person, you know what I'm saying? They got their body out here. They advertise themselves like, all right, what you can do for me because I know what I can do for you. And a lot of times, you know, a woman, she got to, if she advertising it like that, she got to make sure that she back up what she promoting. You know what I'm saying? So I just think it's ill. And then, like I said, I'm going to get into this. But shout outs to our new Twitter page. You know what I'm saying? Lit. You know, definitely follow it. It's at Real Adult Talk. And that's R-E-A-L-A-D-U-L-T. T-A-W-K, yeah, it's Real Country, but Real Adult Talk. And, you know, so, you know, we shout out to Ms. Lovely Black, she's got a Real Country, but I like it. But, you know, so I'm getting, you know, we getting our followers up and everything, and, like, you know, I've been on there promoting it and stuff like that. Ms. Lovely Black has been promoting it. So I feel like a GM, you know what I'm saying? Like, the people that I want to, like, follow and, you know, be inspired to really drive the page. You know, I felt like a GM, you know what I'm saying? I'm feeling like, all right, like, so, you know, I'm not just following anybody in this sex industry. You know what I'm saying? I'm following certain people that's bringing something to the game. You know what I'm saying? Certain people that I would want to have on a show, certain people that I like what they're doing. I like how they take their profession seriously. I like how, like, you know, they brand sexual. That's why I said I'll always love Twitter and I'll always promote Twitter because, you know, I like the people that's getting money or getting making their way, like, outside of the box. They're not just going with traditional ways of doing things. You know what I'm saying? And Twitter is the perfect thing. So anyway, long story short, you know, the people I've been following, and shout out to anybody that's listening. If I followed you, you know, I'm messing with you. You know what I'm saying? So, or we messing with you. And I just think they're a sport. You know what I'm saying? Especially the women. Like, it's the same thing. When you analyze the adult industry, you know, you had the veteran, like, you had the GOAT. Was the GOAT? I mean, it might be some other youngins coming up that's going to maybe take that crown eventually, but like Vanessa Del Rio is like Wilt Chamberlain or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, like Babe Ruth of adult entertainment. You know what I'm saying? She is like legendary. You know what I'm saying? But she's old school now. You know what I'm saying? And that was the 70s. So, but then, you know, so, and that's just on the, if you're just watching it and studying it. But then just in your own, I guess in your own life or whatever, just, you know, like it's a sport, you know, the people that you've engaged in sexual activities with and the ones that you had just electric chemistry, you know, when you were just like really on point, putting it down, you know, the time maybe you came up a little short. So that's all I think is sex is a sport. And I just think it's another fascinating topic. It's real new wave. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people like sex is a sport. Oh, it's not supposed to be a sport. It's supposed to be for just reproduction. And it's only for if you're married and stuff like that. That's for like a, you know, a real old school way, but, you know, like I said, it's a new wave. So that's why I came up with that topic, and that's my little synopsis. So let me think. Let me hear what you got to say.
I look at this. I look at the topic in two different ways. One, you know, I can relate to what you're saying. You know, in reference to a sport, it's not. You know, it's been that way. It's been a sport. But here's the thing: like before, it used to be for the elite. You know, just like you know, porn. You had to be elite to be able to do porn. But the thing about it is that technology has advanced so much. So the people that didn't have what it takes to make it in the porn, people that couldn't, you know, get out there to Cali and get an agent or whatever you pimp, whatever y'all call them, to you know, into the industry, you know, they're just filming themselves and putting it out there. Now, I also blame this on the fact that, you know, right now, the thing that's being praised, and they wanted to switch this game back over, but the thing that's being praised is fit bodies and perfect bodies.
Yeah.
And so that kind of makes women insecure. That makes men feel like, oh, okay, well, there's so many women out here with perfect bodies that I don't have to deal with a woman that's an actual woman, that actually has a woman's body, right? When you go and get cut and sculptured and this and that and the other, listen,
I don't necessarily agree with that.
What you want to do, do what you have to do. But when you have children or, you know, however God created you, like, I just feel like I'm not altering how God created me. I was just saying myself the other day, I seen some pictures, and I was like, my face fat as hell. And I was like, I just give up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to do what I have to take care of myself. But I'm not going to be overly just extra and not be happy with who I am because, you know, God made me as who, you know, as the person that I am. And it was a joke that I seen, and they said, you know, man, why are you out here trying to satisfy a woman? God gave her eyebrows. She shave them off and draw more. God gave her eyelashes. She take other eyelashes and put them on top of them. God gave her hair. She put weave on top of her hair. God gave her
God
the body
gave
that she wanted to have.
You know what I'm saying? Food was like Candyman. I didn't even say the name.
Anyway, so you know, you're not satisfied. A woman is not satisfied, you know, with what she has or how she looks because you feel like you have to look a certain way. Kudos to y'all. I don't really have a problem with getting anybody, you know what I'm saying, with the way that I look now. And if I don't have you, then you're not supposed to be with me. You know what I'm saying? Because when you look at the people that is just strictly judgmental on that aspect, they ain't even got their life together. But you're trying to judge somebody else's life on what they have. But that, like, sex itself, you know, all of these things play a role in people wanting to be seen. They want you to see their skills. They want you to see what they're doing. You know, when I was younger, you know, I was out here, you know, doing what I did. I was young, you know what I'm saying? And I was living my life. And like I said, without Miss Lovely Black, there would be the new Miss Lovely Black. So
exactly.
I don't knock anybody for what they're doing. But at a certain point, to me, in all honesty, at a certain point in your life, you know, it's called growth. You know what I'm saying? The evolution of you. You know what I'm saying? Like, are you going to evolve? Are you going to, you know, want something different in life? Are you going to take all of the things that you have learned, all of the money that you have made and invested in, and start doing something different? Because at some point you have to start thinking about your future and what it is that you want to do with your future, because I don't feel like that's something that you can just do for the rest of your life because you're not going to be any good.
But
you're not
good. I'm still jumping off the top, bro. Hold on, wait a minute. I'm talking about sex and sports, man. What the fuck? What did I miss?
Yeah, all right. So look,
but I'm saying this is me breaking down to how sex became, you know, a sport. I said, sex is a sport. This is how it became a sport because everybody is just so in tune with, you know, trying to be seen and trying to know. And so before I used to be like, yeah, watch me. And now, guess what? I don't even like, you know, my sex life is dry. I'm very honest with y'all. And it's okay with me.
I'm
but guess what? I'm stopping. my artillery, my artillery, right? I have a black chest, okay? And I just emptied out this chest like 2 months ago, something like that. I emptied out the chest, and I have been putting everything back in the chest brand new. So whenever I do get that one partner that I'm okay with and the vibe is there and everything is right, you know,
so
sex,
look,
I'm not worried about, you know.
But hold up. Miss Lovely Black, don't lose your train of thought. I just, because you touched on a bunch of things. I just want to unpack some of the stuff you just said. So, and then just to, real quick, just to bring Smooth up to speed. So the topic of tonight is, has sex become a sport? You know what I'm saying? So that's where we're at. So now, all right. So
yeah, he was listening
in.
All my life,
So what I was just going to say with you, Miss Lovely Black, was phenomenal. And what's fascinating, once again, is, especially with this topic, is, like, if you look at a sport, you know, it's not a person's whole life. Same, like, with this whole sex thing. Like, when you're in your prime and certain things, like, you get
right.
it.
Right,
so,
and you
like
got
to
get out of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Because your body going to wear down.
Exactly. So it's the same thing. So what I'm trying to say is, so now, I'm not saying it's evolution. Of course, eventually you're going to evolve, and you want to make sure that you take it to a next level. Now you got kids, and you got other aspects, and you got other businesses that you're getting into. You know what I'm saying? But when you was in it, you was in it. You was like, I'm hungry. You know what I'm saying? So that's the same thing with a sport. Like right now, you know, like Charles Barkley, you know, he's a great analyst. You know what I'm saying? He didn't just transform into a whole nother career, and now he analyzes the current players. And I look, that's like what we're doing right now. You know what I'm saying? To a certain degree. So what I'm just trying to say is, when you was getting at it, you was getting at it, but now you transition out of the game, and now you got other things, you know. But when you was in it, you know, like, you probably was like, all right, I'm coming with it. You know what I'm saying? I want my scene to be on point. I want this. I want that. And, you know, like, I'm hungry. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
That's what I think is just fascinating. You know what I'm saying? But now we're like analysts, and that's why I think it's dope that me and you have this show, because I look at us like we're like inside the NBA before adult entertainment. You know what I'm saying? So now we can just talk about certain things and have other people to, you know, adult stars that's in the game now, that's, you know, still the young rookies that's coming up. You know what I'm saying? The veterans that's like, maybe should she hang it up? Should this be her last year? You know what I'm saying? Is she a little washed up now on the, you know what I'm saying? So it's the same thing, and I just think it's fascinating. So with that being said,
and here's the thing, you got some women that are washed up. What the what?
Man, this topic is so damn misleading. I just read this shit in sex and sport. Y'all talking about fucking becoming analysts and shit. Man, wait a minute.
What's your take on the topic then?
Y'all niggas talking about life lessons after the fact. I thought we was still on the fucking part. I just got here. I'm gonna talk about the fucking.
Me and Ms. Lovely Black, we might be a little dry. I mean, of course, I'm happily married right now, so maybe I'm a little, you know,
but you
might be, it's like you're the person that's still in the game, you know what I'm saying? So, like, you know, put us on Smooth. Like, let's know your endeavors, you know what I'm saying? So,
he said,
like,
he's still jumping off the top rope. He's still going. I had to get to Mo Ben's side before I get to Smooth side. You know what I'm saying? This is all to egos, right? So, so on that end, you know, I'm saying I agree with Mo. Now, the flip side to what I was saying about it being a sport, it definitely is a sport. Mia, we've talked about sex on several occasions on the show, and when we talk about it, I always say, there's not one person that I'm just going to go open up and just give everything to. I'm going to ease into that. You know what I'm saying? It can take a year. It can take years for you to get all of me. You know what I'm saying? But when we get there, you're going to be happy as hell. But it's a sport. You know what I'm saying? Because it's one of those things that when you get that right partner and you just saying, like, okay, boom, I'm finna do this. I'm going to show him.
Yeah.
It's like riding a bike. Once you learn how to ride a bike, you might put it down for a couple of years. When you pick up, you're going to be a little wobbly, but you're going to get it all over.
When you get
here,
back
right?
in rhythm.
And so,
so
when I went on my hiatus and I wasn't having sex, right, and even when I came out, like, it was just like I wasn't coming all the way out. I wouldn't give it, you know what I'm saying, giving nobody my all, right? And so when I linked back up with my ex, he was like, shit, the way you just sucked on my thing, like you ain't never took no break. And I said, well, shit, one, I meant it. Two, you know, it tastes good. Three, you know, I know what I'm doing. I can stop for 3 years and I still know, you know, how to put you in my mouth. I mean, come on. Like, it's a sport. You never lose what you do.
Yeah, I know. That's
like,
what you said. And, you know, just
you
like
ain't
how, just like
get
how,
here.
Like, what's up?
This is how
it went. I was just going to say, and it's like a sport, too, like, you know, like a point guard, you know, or like a basketball player, like, you know, like you might be nice with the assists, you know what I'm saying, or you might be nice with your handles, your dribbling, or you might be nice with the shooting. I know that's
what I'm saying. Man, I'm over that. So you can compare my skills to basketball because, you know what I'm saying, my hands assist my mouth, you know what I'm saying, my dribble on the ball, like, come on, like, you know, you can do it. So I just let them, you know, have that, and y'all got to, you know, y'all got to show I have nothing else to prove. I'm a vet. I have nothing to prove to you people. But when you get there and you show me, okay, this is who I need to deal with, man, listen, I'm bringing the pain. So I know what I have to offer. I don't need no stalkers. So I'm not sending open right up to you. Now, if you don't make it, you know what I'm saying, to see all that other stuff, then that's on you. But it ain't really nothing off limits for me. So you're going to have to bring your A game when you come. And most people are intimidated when they get with me because they like, I wonder if she going to. And so you giving me your A game on the first try, and I'm looking like, I already know I'm going to stop. Because I'm going to make you a stalker. You know what I'm saying? This is your A game.
Ooh.
Your A game is like my C minus. You know what I'm saying? So, you never forget how to play the sport. You'll never forget how to do what you're doing.
Yeah. Nah, you know what I'm saying? So, Smooth, what's your take?
Man, I don't know what the fuck y'all talking about. I've been crazy stalker since 89, goddamn it. Fuck wrong with y'all. Man, look. I look at this shit like an old kung fu master. It don't matter who you is. You know what I'm saying? If you're new or old pussy, it's my job to beat you by any means necessary. Now, if I got to hit you with the C game and you can handle the C game, then I'm going to move up to the B game. If I'm hitting you with the B game, you can handle the B game, I'm going to hit you with the A game. If I hit you with the A game and you can handle the A game, then goddamn, I'm going to transcend to a whole nother motherfucker level. What's wrong with y'all? All right. Man, look. I ain't got a problem with stuff.
That's why I'm single, because I ain't had that. I ain't had nobody that could do that.
I'm sorry to hear all that fucking, man. But yeah, man, I'm looking to the title. I'm like, oh, shit, okay. I read the title. That's after sport. Oh, shit. We about to get real analytical about, I don't know, about maneuvers or some shit. Y'all don't need to talk about after. After the life and after the fucking
you know, we gotta tie it all together. You know what I'm saying? We gotta make it relatable for the people. You know what I'm saying?
First, though, I want to talk about. I mean, when's the last time y'all really fucked?
Listen, just because you work out and you all super in shape and you got a whole hour of stamina, see, like a dude like Smooth, you know what I'm saying? That they got all that stamina. I don't want nobody like that either. You know what I'm saying? Listen, you're doing too damn much. Wake me up. You know what I'm saying when you finish?
That's a good point. That's a good point. Hey, Smooth.
Right. You got to bring the rookies in. You
got
to bring the rookies
in.
I did 45 minutes yesterday. That was giving up. She's tapping out. I didn't call for nothing, nigga. What? This is your girl.
Look, you got to bring the rookies in, but they will never top the vets. The vets will always be the great. And every now and then, you'll get a LeBron James. Every now and then, you'll get a LeBron James that's going to come through and set out
of
it.
Hey, the past ain't got it. You are only as good as your last fuck. Don't get me wrong. I'll be like, damn, bro, I remember when your pussy was good, but now you're lazy, bitch. So I'm about to go get this young tender.
And them rookies, you know what I'm saying? They coming with it. Them 2000s we talked about last
year. She's tired of sitting. She won't be in the game, coach. I'm like, yeah, bitch, get in the game. Yeah.
Exactly.
Don't get me wrong.
That's them, because I don't know nothing about all of that. Listen,
say,
okay, on the flip side, from the woman's point of view, though.
You see what I'm saying?
But mm-hmm. them on the flip side of a woman's point of view, if she's a vet and she's an all-star and she know what she's doing, and yet she giving you that laser thing, and that means that wood you got ain't as good as you think it is. I'm just telling you. So, a woman, we give what you give us.
Heather Hunter, you hear me? I love the old veteran.
Oh, wait, hold on. Break it down. Wait, this is perfect. Hey. So I want to know who you say run it down? Because you hit on Heather Hunter, okay? Who else?
You know, I hit up Heather. You know what I'm saying? I hit up old Janet Jackman. I hit up Janine Pepper. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I hear the people in India. I hear the people. I'm going back to the 80s, 90s.
Like an all-star team from back in the day.
Right. We're going old school. We're going to.
That's what I said. Yeah.
We're going to when them hoes let something. But at the same time, let's get this one thing straight. Once I get that old pussy, you see what I'm saying? Yeah. And that old all-star pussy ain't what it used to be. Don't get me wrong. You still going to get your credit. But you ain't what you used to be, bitch.
Yeah. That was interesting. You said Janet Jackman.
Janine Pepper. You know what I'm saying? I said motherfucking Obsession. India.
Shout out to
chocolate
India. Shout out to India.
Minaj's squad with that big long ass fucking tongue.
Yeah, shout out to her.
Yeah.
India Noel. Shout out if you're listening. Yeah.
Man, look, you know what I'm saying? But, like, you know, they got the new generation. I love that Kira Noir. Ooh.
Oh, yo, smooth. I feel you on that. Shout out to her. You know what I'm saying? We're going to have to maybe get her on the show, man. She's a new school. Dreads. She got the dreads.
We need to have a vet versus rookie. Because no matter what you do, at the end of the day, the vets going to come with it. We done grew. Because I ain't going to let you downgrade the vets. Because all our vets ain't out the game like that, and we can't stand in the paint. It's just we choose not to stand in the paint. Listen, my whole chest, I'm rebuilding. So the person that I'm going to deal with, he got to be ready for this chest that I'm building. I'm just telling you, I got a lot to unleash. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking about I'm unleashing the tiger from inside. So I don't have nothing to do with that. It just got to be somebody. That's worth it. You know, these jokers ain't worth it. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna be doing all that.
But you know what's
going on? I can be by three, four different women in our relationship. You know what I'm saying? You choose. Now, if you only get the one woman, then that's on you. But if you get three, four different, you get the business woman, you get the mama, you get the stone cold freak, you know what I'm saying? You get the switching up the hair, who you want me to be this week. You get all of these things. But the key to it is, just like sports, the coach, right? The coach. Different coaches bring out different things in players. So at the end of the day, if that coach can't bring it out, then guess what? You ain't going to get it. Ain't got nothing to do with a motherfucker being washed up. It ain't got nothing to do with her can't perform. Ain't right. So that coach ain't right for me. Move it
along. I come from an era where the player was the coach. So,
what I'm saying. Yeah, because, you know, I look at myself as a player coach. You know what I'm saying? I'm definitely a player coach. You know what I'm saying? So,
Coaching is always needed no matter what you're doing. Coaching the man. The man in the relationship, he's the leader. You know what I'm saying? There's always going to be the head. So that's going to always be the coach. As far as men, you can do that. Women, you're not supposed to be the player and the coach. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to know how to play your
game. Hey, hold on.
Now, you're going to take the ball and win the game at times.
No, baby.
Shout out to the De La Soul song. I'm taking it back. I told you. You know what I'm saying? I'm taking it back. The De La Soul. Jennifer taught me. You know what I'm saying? So don't forget, every male, when he lost his virginity, he lost it to somebody that was already established. You know what I'm saying? It was already experienced. So that's coaching right there. You know what I'm saying? So
But a man gains his experience by the different women that he deal with and watching them and learning them, learning from them, right? But then once he learns what he needs to know, he then takes over. The man is always supposed to be the lead, so you can't be putting that out there because that's women's problem. Now they feel like they can be leaders. As a woman, you can't lead, and you got to back down and play your role. Now, I'm not telling you to go play your role for anybody. But at the end of the day, that's your job as a woman. You enhance him. You make him greater, but he's still the leader. You will never, ever be a leader over a man. You might can teach him some things and bring him up. But guess what? I taught the last person I taught how to give.
Man, when was the last time you had a
sex
thing? Like, when was the last time you put
last
your all?
Last man I taught how to give head. He just got off the hinges. And I said, I'll never teach another man how to do nothing. So whatever you come, whatever game you come to me with, that's what you come to me with.
Well,
I had to step his game up. So I had
to
step his game up. I taught him how to do what he know he needed to know how to do. Every man can't do. You know what? The percentage of men.
Right.
Yeah. No, shut up. You stupid. but majority of the men don't know how to eat cat. Most of the men don't know how to eat cat.
When was the last time you had a sport event, girl? When was the last time you put in that work?
Ooh, good question.
When was the last time you put in that work?
Last time I put in work. Like, I'm talking about work.
I'm talking about putting in work. I'm talking about going in the chest, getting the motion lotions. I'm talking about throwing that shit back. I'm talking about need to get it this way, get it that way, jump off for it, suck it some, and put it back in. I'm talking about going super duper hard. I'm talking about on the balcony, on your knees, doing what you're doing outside.
Was it an all-star
going in?
I was the most valuable player.
You was the most valuable player.
I'm talking about you putting in your all star performance. I ain't talking about the nigga. I'm gonna tell you why it wasn't my all star performance.
Because
break it down.
Like, He was kind of overwhelmed that I was going so hard, but so he was just a little nervous. You know what I'm saying? Like, nervous. And so therefore, like, after that, you know what I'm saying? The next time it was like, okay, I got to tone it down some because I think I went
too
hard.
Toys can be intimidating, man. I'm just being honest.
No, I didn't have the toys. I just said the motion lotion. No, this is the motion lotion. I ain't even pulled that the toys didn't come out that time. It's just the motion lotion, bro. It's just the same to make it a little warm and sweet. You know what I'm saying? You ever seen somebody eat a popsicle that's dripping? You know what I'm saying? They eating that popsicle like they trying not to let that shit drip on their hands. You know, same thing that motion lotion make you do when you put it, you know what I'm saying, on the penis and make you go eat. Like, as a woman, it takes that man, the energy that he gives, the energy what he brings to the table is what is going to fuel me. And that's just who I am. Like, if you doing what you're supposed to do, then it's going to fuel me to want to go hard. But if you not doing what you got to do, if you mediocre, then I'm not going to be excited about going hard. Now, as you get a young tender, she just happy to be getting some things, and so she hasn't really been through nothing, so she just going to come and give you her A game. You know what I'm saying? Not really realizing, like, man, it's no point in giving everybody no A game. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's
well, she got
not
so
worth
much energy,
A-game.
Though. You know, when they're young, like that, they got so much energy. They got to let that go. I have energy
when it comes to it. Only time I'm not going to have energy is if he is huge and I can't really turn up on him because, it's, you know what I'm saying, it's going to hurt me more than anything in the goddamn world. So just, I ain't got that same energy that I would have, you know, on somebody, where I just come and bring it out. Yeah. Dude, you got some men that's just rough. and they actually treat sex like a sport. You got some men,
yeah,
men,
I do.
Listen,
I fuck.
You know, you ever seen a man breaking a piece of a turkey wing apart when he's taking the wing away from the wing apart? You got some men that be spreading your legs all hard and spreading your booty cheeks hard and shit. And just, ah, they be sweating all over
ass,
you.
Right?
You just like,
you know what I'm saying?
All right, like,
all right.
Spray my booty cheeks like that. Can you just, like,
you know what I'm saying? Put that leash on.
Okay, I think that,
you know what I'm saying?
Sweat.
That type of stuff.
I don't think that was sweat. You know what I'm saying? Like, kind of like, calm down, buddy. Calm down. It's going to be okay. You got some men that just overly aggressive, too. And you just be like, bitch, you varsity.
I like that aggressive
going
shit.
On somewhere.
I like that aggressive shit.
Some people do. I don't.
That's
what I'm
saying.
Like,
so that's why I feel like an aggressive woman, because I can match that aggressive. You know what I'm saying? Like,
when was the last time
you
put in your all-star performance?
All right, so look, I'm gonna answer this question. So for me, I'm gonna say last week, and I'm gonna be honest, because you know when you married, I'm just giving you from the hashtag happily married man perspective. You know what I'm saying? So from that perspective, a lot of times, you know, sometimes you might just kind of back up off of it for a minute. You know what I'm saying? You might just, you know,
newsflash.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest.
Okay,
two things.
You married, talking about you gotta back off, but you can't give all star performance for the world.
Hold on. Okay,
go ahead. With your,
I'm getting tweaked and everything, and I'm just giving you my point of view, and I'm getting tweaked already. I ain't even finished my point.
Okay, go ahead. With your rubber on.
All right.
Go ahead.
So what I'm trying to say is, sometimes you back up off of that thing for a minute. You know what I'm saying? And then it builds up, you know what I'm saying? Because it's been a while, you know what I'm saying? Kind of like, you know, just ain't been in that zone. Maybe y'all ain't been on the same page. Maybe y'all been beefing a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So just kind of back up, give each other some space. But then that one time when y'all just, you know, when y'all just vibing and you just catch it, you know what I'm saying? Especially if y'all got that chemistry and that chemistry isn't totally dead, that flame is still, it just need to be lit, you know what I'm saying? It just need that lighter just to kind of just hit that wick to just kind of light it. So that happened, you know what I'm saying? And that's why I love my wife, because it never, when we do, you know, get on that same frequency, is always great. And I never get tired of it, you know what I'm saying? I never truly get tired. I might get tired of it where I back up off of it, like I said. But when I do get it, that passion just comes right back out. And what I'm just trying to say is it's like you building that passion back up, because I backed up off of it for a while, so I got a chance to miss it. We got a chance to miss each other.
What do you call a wow?
Together. Well, what I call a wow, like, you know, a few weeks, you know what I'm saying? It could be a month sometimes. I ain't even gonna lie. You know, a few weeks. It could be. I'm just saying from me, from my point of view.
Mr.
You know what I'm saying? A few weeks could be. But then when you come back to it, it's like, bam, and now you, like, right back to it. You know what I'm saying? So that's for me. You know what
okay,
I'm saying?
So this is what I wanted to say before I forgot, because I'm glad you touched on that, right? And so, you know, we always talking about the right thing and the wrong thing. And I was just having this conversation this week, and I said, you know, all of this time I've been saying, you know, like, yeah, I want to get married. I want to get married, right? And then, you know, you as soon as you meet somebody, you get all excited about them, and then you just like, that just doesn't work. And I'm really starting to think, like, for my character, like, marriage doesn't work for me. Like, maybe I'm not supposed to get married. So I really threw
everybody,
that whole idea out the way. Because most people that
everybody.
I see that's married, like, okay, if I'm in a relationship with you and you go 2 weeks and you don't give me none, we're going to have a problem, okay? Like, a problem. Now, I could go months and months and months, like, when I'm single and not have none. But if we go 2 weeks and we don't get none, I don't get none, we're going to have a problem, like a serious problem.
I mean, when you marry when you marry to the point where you're going to get a divorce because of that?
I'm not even going to marry you because I'm going to be done seeing that shit before we got married. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to get married no more because I think that shit is overrated. Like, now the more I see it, the more I see how shit go. Like, we could just be in a relationship. I've seen too many negatives, like in the last year on marriage, that I don't want to be married. I want us to be friends, because what I'm doing and what I'm working hard for, I'd be damned if I'm finna pay somebody. Two, I'd be damned if I'm finna just be dealing with somebody and they doing all kind of stupid shit to me and I got to stay just because we married. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
like, now let's just.
I'm going to be honest.
Like,
I don't want
the marriage.
That's why I waited as long as I did before I did get married, because I really wanted to make sure. Like, I never wanted to get married to get divorced. Like how you said, you've seen so many, I have so many people in my family that, you know, got married, got divorced, had kids, you know what I'm saying, and all that other stuff. And, you know, I had to wait. You know, that's why I waited. So, but no, like I said, when I say.
Who's to say what's right, though? That was where I was going.
Huh?
Who's to say what's right? So we feel like, okay, you know, if you get married, you shouldn't cheat with nobody or you shouldn't pee with nobody. Who's to say that's right? Who's
well, I don't
to
agree
say
with that?
That we were supposed
I don't agree
to
with
get
that
married?
Part.
Like, that's what the white
men
that you pushed
be
on us.
The whole time. Yeah. I don't agree with that.
But the white that's in the Bible, and now that I'm not like so in tune, like I'm in tune with my star player, you know what I'm saying? I'm in tune with my spirituality. Like, who's to say that's right? Now, if I'm dealing with somebody, I'm cool with only dealing with that man. Women are created to be monogamous. If you are a woman and you sleep with multiple men, then there's something within you. But that's just your character. You know what I'm saying? And that's okay. But I've come to the conclusion to understand as I've been unlearning so much of this stuff, as I've been unloading and unlearning a lot of this stuff, that's something that I need to unlearn, because if most of the things, if I want it, I go and get it and I make it happen. And I just keep visiting this, like, you know what, maybe
but
I'm
you
not
know what?
Supposed
I'm gonna speak
to
you at one point. I'm going to speak to you at one point, too, because you touched on something a little earlier, and I didn't get a chance, you know, because we was already knee-deep in the discussion. I didn't really get a chance to touch on something. You said something very interesting, and I know how you – I like how what you just said about the Bible and this whole white shit, and you know what I'm saying? We in America, Western culture and all that shit, you know what I'm saying? Unlearning a lot of the shit that's been conditioned in us. And, you know, so marriage, like I said, is not for everybody. I'll be the first one to tell you. But the one thing that I will comment on, when you said – the man should always be the head. Now, I'm a Leo, so of course that's just embedded in me. You know what I'm saying? So when I say that, like, I'm just a natural, I'm going to just naturally gravitate to that leadership role. Like, that's just in me. I can't help it. You know what I'm saying? I'm always going to like try to, like, if I see certain things that can be done a certain way, I'm going to be passionate about it. I'm like, no, let's do it this way. I'm not always going to take advice, but I'm going to always, but you know, I have no problem if I see somebody qualified to follow, you know, in certain aspects. You know what I'm saying? If you're qualified in that and I can learn from you, you know what I'm saying? Like, we just talking about coaching, like, then I'm willing to get coaching, because that's just learning. But as far as just being a natural leader, I think that's in me. But that's not in every man. And what I was going to say, what I think has kind of been preconditioned and stuff like that, that the man should always be the head of the household. Here's why I say that. Because, like I said, I've been really studying Kemet, which is Egypt, ancient Egypt. And if you look at Egypt, they've had gods, goddesses. Women have been just as powerful with men in certain instances. You know what I'm saying? Because women are powerful. You guys can bring life. You know what I'm saying? And certain things. You need that fertilizer from us, but you guys can. So you know what I'm saying? So it's just certain energies and certain things that you guys can do that the man can't. And I'm going to say this another thing, too, just from my point of view from my marriage. And I see this in your future already. I see how you're going to be a matriarch of your family, because you already have your, you know, you got your seeds, you got three sons. I'm sure your sons are going to grow up and have their kids, and you're going to have grandkids. And you too, Smooth, but here's the thing, what I'm going to say about women.
Oh, man, I'm trying to get rid of all mine.
Well, getting back, well, just from my family, and like everything's different, but I just notice how, like, and I hope I don't do this because I'm just looking at my family, but the men in my family, they kind of burnt out at a certain stage. My grandfather, both of my grandfathers, but my grandmothers were, like, strong. You know what I'm saying? Like, my two grandmothers on both sides were, like, the pillars of my family. So, like, that's just showing you that powerfulness right there. You know what I'm saying? Like, to the point that now my grandmother's still the head of the family, and she's got seven kids. You know what I'm saying? Like, so what I'm just trying to say is this. It's not always meant for the man to follow. Like, certain women, if y'all got it in you, you guys are powerful more than you even know. You know what I'm saying? And that's some more shit that's just been on some technology shit. Because, like,
but
I said,
hold on.
Study it.
It's leading in two different levels now. She's leading her household. She's leading the family. But the man still makes the decisions. The man still, you know, he's the provider. She's making
cases,
those
though,
decisions for everybody.
It's still a case-by-case basis.
But the man is still giving the okay. The man is still giving that okay.
Time I had all-star sex was Thursday and Friday.
All right, go ahead. I know we went off on a tangent, but go ahead.
Right, y'all niggas went off topic and shit. But we got like 1 minute before we get to the fucking the mashup. That's what I was looking for. Good looking
out, my dog.
Yeah, world famous chop up and shit. So I can't even tell my fucking story because I only got a minute.
Go ahead.
But like I said, it's 9 o'clock now. I can't say nothing. But Thursday and Friday was last time I put in the all-star performance. Now let's do the chop up. Thank you very much.
Because Smooth, you still be coming off the top rope.
No. What happened at your all-star performance?
Yeah,
we're gonna talk about it after.
See, that's how Smooth likes to do. Smooth likes to leave leave us in suspense. But it's all good.
He probably had 4 or 5 girls.
You know
he stood in the paint with all of them. You know, Smooth. He had the ultimate woman fire deluxe X5000. You know,
yeah, the women. Smooth, low key, you the most interesting man in the world. Smooth, that's you, man. That's you. Buddy.
Y'all heard my feelings. Chop up time.
Interesting man in the world. Smooth.
Start dancing. This is an open world.
So get into the world famous chopper. So a couple things I wanted to touch on. So first and foremost, I made my return, my triumphant return to Facebook. And why I say that is because if you've been following the show, I have beef with Facebook. You know what I'm saying? So, about 6 months ago, my Instagram got hacked, and it got hacked because it was linked to Facebook. And I was already, like, not feeling Facebook. I didn't like the direction it was going. And I just got tired of it. I got tired of just hearing people's problems talking about on Facebook, and I just got jaded. And plus, you know, I've always been – Twitter's probably been my number one social media outlet, followed by Instagram. And so Facebook just fell by the wayside for me. You know what I'm saying? So say this, you know, but now, you know, I got to recognize certain things that my industry is changing, you know what I'm saying, as far as advertising. Because, you know, I am I'm a realtor in Brooklyn, you know what I'm saying? So a lot of things have been changing as far as, like – as far as advertising, and Facebook is kind of right now on the cusp of they got this thing called Marketplace that they launched. So, you know, a lot of people, you know, certain different associates was telling me, no, Facebook is the wave right now. You know, that's how I'm getting a lot of my leads and all this other stuff. So, you know, I got to evolve, you know, even though I have beef with Facebook, I'm like, oh shit. And then, you know, I know Miss Lovely Black, you know, she's been saying, certain things. Really like to, I like Facebook, and you know what I'm saying? And I always been like, you know, like kind of hesitant on it, like, nah, I ain't messing with it. So long story short, I got a chance. And what's nice about social media is, you know, you can kind of clean things up. You know what I'm saying? It's been a while, so I was getting tagged in certain many things. I had some old pictures, and because it was like a house that hasn't been maintained. You know what I'm saying? Like I left for like
right.
You
so
know,
you cleaned up your Facebook page, and you're back.
Yeah,
okay,
right, so,
tell them what
yeah,
your Facebook
so long,
page
yeah.
is.
Yeah, so yeah. So anyway, long story short, check me out. It's my government, you know, it's Morris Benz. But you know what, I didn't even really want to put that out there because really Facebook is still going to be personalized for me. I'm going to use it for business, but, you know,
okay.
I really need just, you know, definitely come to my Instagram and Twitter for that. But I just wanted to say shout out to that, and we back with that. So that's also my thing on top of. So second part, you know, while I'm on the social media thing is I just shout out to our new Twitter page, and you know, I talked about it at the beginning of the show, but once again, talk, and that's REALADULTTAWK. It's lit. I'm really excited about it. Me and Miss Lovely back, we got to put some effort into it. Definitely follow that, and that's just dope. You know what I'm saying? It's just a new wave of advertising that we're about to do with the show. But now, so to my main things in the chop up is this. Got a chance to see a great movie last night. Shout out to Jordan Peele. Got a chance to see Us. Great movie. I'm going to give it a thumbs up. Certain people might be thrown off about it. It was a little weird. But I like about it, what I like about it is it's black nuances. You know what I'm saying? A lot of psychology, a lot of deep shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of just things that's going to make you think. You know what I'm saying? Like when you see certain things that happen for, you know, certain I don't want to get a movie away, but when you see certain things that happen, and you're like, damn, you know, certain things, everything happens for a reason, and why, what's the word I'm looking for? When something happens, you're just like, damn, like,
that's it, you know, what's the word I'm looking for? You're like, oh man, like when certain happened, you're like, damn, I can't think of the name I'm trying to portray, but circumstances or certain things, and you're like, damn, like how did that happen? You know what I'm saying? And you just can't, like, you're like, wow, it's just weird. But it's just a deep flick, and it just goes on certain things, like, you know, life and you know, like your shadow and multiple you know, good, bad, your soul. It's just deep on a lot of different levels. So I just want to, you know, shout that out. Shout out to the acting, Lupita Nyong'o. She's a star, man. Shout out to, I forgot what African country she's from, but she's a gem, man. I'm glad she's over in the United States making movies. You know, Halle Berry got a little older, you know what I'm saying? So she don't have that, like, quality to be that leading actress. But Lupita Nyong'o,
Halle Berry got old.
Great. What's up?
I mean, the 80s was 30 years ago, nigga, damn.
Yeah,
you
can't
young, so
Halle Berry. Yeah, exactly. So Halle Berry to finally kind of caught up to her a little bit. But definitely great acting on that. Like I said, Jordan Peele, great director. You know, I loved him. And Kay and Pell, they had the comedy skit show that came after the Dave Chappelle show on Comedy Central. And they both blew up. You know what I'm saying? This is his follow-up movie. Get Out was phenomenal. And this is, you know, it's not Get Out status, because Get Out just set the bar so high as far as, like, you know, out the box. But this is, you know, it's a great follow-up to it. And then shout out to another actor. His name is Winston Duke, and he's like her husband in the movie. Shout out to him. He was also in Black Panther. And if you saw Black Panther, Winston Duke, he played not the guy that Michael B. Jordan played that fought Black Panther, but the big guy that was, you know, ahead of this one tribe. So, you know, he was like the tribal guy that fought Black Panther before Black Panther became Black Panther. And in this movie, I love just when somebody just can do a whole 360. So he totally plays like this kind of like dad figure, you know what I'm saying? Kind of reminded me of myself of, I think, how I would kind of maybe be as a dad or whatever in certain instances. But you see the faults in that, you know what I'm saying? So I just think it was dope, you know what I'm saying? So just shout outs to that, definitely. So it's in theaters now. Check it out, you know what I'm saying? I was definitely saw that late night last night on 42nd Street in New York. It was just great. Me and my wife, we had a nice date night with that. What else we got to chop up? So then other than that, you know, just sports, you know, shout out to Gronk. He just retired from the Patriots. It's going to be a lit season. Football is going to be totally lit. Like I said, we passed the whole Kaepernick thing, and I think, you know, just getting back, you know, football free agency has been just phenomenal, man. Like I fell off on basketball. I love basketball too, but the basketball regular season, like I said before, it's just dragging it. And football, man, now they just, like, these players, they starting to know their worth, and they, like, you know, making moves. So, and then football as a whole, I just think it's just getting younger, and they learning stuff from the NBA. And I just think it's going to be a phenomenal season. Shout out to my Browns. And then lastly, you know, we got March Madness. We got the, we got the tournament going on. Shout out to Duke. I think Duke is going to take it. They just won their game today. Real close game, Zion Williamson. I definitely got my eye on him, seeing what he's doing in the tournament. Shout out to everybody that filled out their brackets. And that's pretty, you know, that's pretty much it for the chop up this week. Let me ask you, Ms. Lovely Black, anything you tripping on from this past week that's got you kind of zoning out that you want to talk about?
Nothing.
Wow, so it was a dry week. It was kind of dry week, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, really wasn't nothing that was just purely interesting that I was just thinking of. And school, you know, anything that you might have caught your eye that you was thinking about?
I mean, other than the fact that the Mueller report came out, I mean, goddamn, y'all niggas don't watch the news?
Yeah, all right. Put me on.
Other than that, nothing. No.
Put me on. What's
I'm
going
to need y'all to
report?
Go to y'all websites and look at y'all news media, but, you know, the Mueller report, you know. You know,
yeah.
The thing that they've been talking about for like the last 2 years and finally came out over the weekend, but, you know. Whew,
yeah,
thanks.
But how is that going to affect me, though? I'm just saying, like, I'm just asking a question.
You?
Yeah. The Mueller report, how's that going to, like, huh?
Like, what exactly did you into real estate, right?
Exactly.
All right, now, remind you, every time something good come out, stock market goes up, goes down. Every time something bad comes out, right? Stock market comes up, comes out. By you being a real estate agent, you know they have companies, they have entities that own property. They own massive amount of property. So even though you're selling the house, you're selling the house under the guise of a corporation. You see what I'm
True.
Saying? So when they stock drops, the value of you drops as well.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? Because there will come a time where they might just get rid of you unless you are an independent real estate agent. So that's how it affects you.
Okay. Well, I'm an independent contractor.
We talk about interest rate. You see what I'm saying? When we talk about housing interest rate right now, once those housing interest rate goes up, the likelihood of you selling that house comes down.
True. Okay. I can see that.
So that's
so,
how.
But Mueller, like, so like I said, like I'm gonna be honest with you, and maybe I'm a little embarrassed to say it, but like I've told you, I'm so unplugged from that. I in my opinion, and I know you differ, but I think it's a lot of propaganda and stuff like that. But Mueller, he's somehow connected to Trump. What was that? Trump's lawyer? Right?
No, man.
I don't know. I don't know.
Investigator for the collaboration or when it came down to Russia with the election.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Mueller.
Other than that, ain't nothing going on.
Okay. All right. Because I know they've been trying to catch Trump. It just seemed like to me they trying to catch him up, and he just been like a step
what,
ahead.
What happened? Who went to jail? What happened?
Somebody went to jail.
No. What you said? What was the thing?
Oh, she tripped.
Mueller.
You drunk?
Okay. What happened to Mueller?
She's drinking.
Oh, no.
Ms. Lovely Black dipped out. Wait, hold on. So when the chop of goes, Ms. Lovely Black, you be dipping out on us, huh? That's what you be doing?
Something about what something hit the news from 2 years ago. What happened to Mueller? I'm sorry. I missed that.
Yeah, put us on smooth, please.
Oh,
I don't know. That's what I'm saying.
Man, look, let me tell you something. At this particular part of the conversation, I'm just going to go ahead and turn it over to Ellen. Let it go.
What?
Okay. We want some bonus shit now.
Go ahead and talk about your all star performance, then. Go
let
ahead.
It
go
go.
Ahead. What happened to your all star performance? Tell us about that.
Don't kiss my ass. Don't kiss all the ass.
Come on, man. You was putting me on to the Mueller thing. I really look. Oh, I told you. Like with me, I get a lot of my news just from firsthand. So, if I have a friend that I know that's plugged in that watches the news, that's a valuable person for me because I'm like, all right, I don't watch the news, so I'm trusting your point of view, you know, like what you're getting from it to like put me on, so I can have like some type of understanding. So that's what I said. When I say this, I've told you, it's not a joke with me. Like I definitely am not. I'm totally unplugged when it comes to that. So when I do hear about it, I'm interested. I'm like, okay, yeah, what's going on with that?
Okay, he get it. You're doing explain it. Okay, go ahead. Smooth, tell us.
Go ahead.
Smooth.
I said,
all
right,
okay, Smooth ain't going to do it. This motherfucker came out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, damn, what's up, Smooth?
I stepped away from the mic for 2 seconds.
Let me ask you this question, Miss Lovely Black. Do you know who Mueller is?
I heard most of it, though.
Do you know who he is, though?
Was it Mueller the head of the investigation, though?
Oh, okay, so that's what it was. Okay, so he was the head of the investigation against Trump with the whole Russian stuff, right?
Right.
So what happened? So it came up negative that they didn't find no. They.
Oh no.
Well, that was the last thing I heard.
Yeah, they got nothing on.
So I'm like, so what's the whole point? Like, what's why are we dragging this out? Like, you know what I'm saying? So why? How? Exactly. So that's the only point I was just trying to make. Like,
but they had already said that they had to come to the final conclusion. They said Trump had already said it. They said they had found nothing on him. It was a witch hunt. He said that a couple weeks ago. He was like, but I'm waiting on the fake news to report it to y'all.
Yeah. Exactly. So what it sounds like to me, and like I said, so here's the one thing that I will say about Trump that I, you know, and I know he's not the most popular person, and a lot of times, like, I'm, like, on an island. You know what I'm saying? If I speak anything about Trump, everybody's like, oh, how can you spill it? Oh, you're a black person. How are you even going
to
be like, oh.
They held this information as close, as long as they could, to get as close to re-election as they possibly could. So they wanted to go ahead and get this out of the way. You got to understand, like, it hasn't been as much Trump bashing in the media, so on and so forth. It's a game that they play. They got to hit somebody. And right now, Trump has been clean, so he playing them at their own game. He ain't been doing shit. So with that being said, you really don't have nothing negative to report, but you've been badgering him this whole time. Now it's coming up for re-election. Watch what I tell you. Trump will be back in office.
I'm voting for him at this point. So here's the one thing that I will say that I think speaking of, we're going to keep this going with the world-famous chop-off. So I'm going to get into this little political part right here. Cut me off if it's too much. But anyway, what I'm about to say is this. What I think is so interesting, and I just think why I maybe got maybe a little inside scoop onto how he thinks, is because I read all his books. You know what I'm saying? Like, the one thing I'll say this, and I don't want to beat this a dead horse, but the reason why a lot of times I don't pay attention to the news because I like to just do the research myself. That's why I always say, oh, Google is like a library. But I don't just, you know, I'm not just going to the first thing that comes up on Google and I'm just, you know, I just believe that. No, I'm going in depth. I'm trying to, like, put the pieces together. Like, if I'm, like, a reporter, if I'm trying to pull up a story to report for CNN or something like that. So what I'm saying is even before Trump became elected, I've always been a fan of Trump. So I'm like, I like Trump, and I know what I'm getting from him. I know he's a New York dude. I know his father put him in position, but a lot of times when people are put in position, they don't live up to the hype. You know what I'm saying? They fall victim, and they just, you know, they didn't have to, you know, they just, like, they're happy just being rich. Like, the one thing I respect about Trump, okay, yeah, his father put him in position because his father was an immigrant. His father was the one that got into real estate in New York. But his father didn't want to go into Manhattan. Like, if you really read Trump's backstory, his father was just doing Brooklyn, Queens, and he was like, no, I'm going to stay away from Manhattan. Trump was like, no, like, I don't want Manhattan. I want the whole thing. We can take this to a whole nother level. So that's why I respect him. And then one book that really put me on was, because I, you know, I really always was a fan, but when Apprentice came out, I just thought that was a phenomenal show. Like, I know it got kind of commercialized towards the end, but, like, the first season, I was all in on that show. I was like, yo, this is like some old college course type shit, like, on TV, like, you know, just showing you how to hustle, how to, like, network, how to make things happen, when how to make something out of nothing. And I always respected that. And it, like, he's the ultimate, like, for me, this whole week of me, like I said, doing real estate and the little shit I'm doing up here, you got to be aggressive, you know what I'm saying? Because it's sharks, you know what I'm saying? And New York is a bunch of sharks, and you got to, you know what I'm saying? So it's either swim or drown. So anyway, long story short, I read Trump, The Art of the Deal. I definitely recommend that as a read for anybody, especially if you just want to know what's going on. It's a paperback book. It came out probably like in the 80s. I think it's probably like 86 or something like that. But I'm looking at it right now. It's Trump, The Art of the Deal. But it talks about when he was younger, you know, and how he came up, how he, you know, leveraged to get Trump Tower built, where, like, the same people that was trying to, like, say he couldn't do it or was trying to get him caught up on something this and that, how he made it happen. So it's like I see how he wills himself to certain things. And then the other thing is Trump a lot of times is playing chess. What I mean by that is he's lawyered up. You know what I'm saying? So he's got lawyers on lawyers on lawyers, and he's just keeping, you know, like, he's always trying to be a step ahead of the game. So he knows what he can do before, you know, you even know, because he's already talked to lawyers to, like, all right, let me see the laws. Let me see how can they catch me up on some stuff like this, or is it a loophole? And he finds the loopholes and he takes advantage of it. And the last thing I'll say that I respect about him is we talking about presidencies and stuff like that. I'm just going to go back to George W. Bush. Never respected George W. Bush. Never respected him, because to me, George Bush was the powerful person. He was like the head of the CIA. He made all the moves to put himself in that position. George W. Bush became president, but the only reason why he became president, because of this guy named Karl Rove, who was like a Bill Belichick. We talking about coaches? It was like, oh, yeah, you know what I'm saying? You got the name. Your father was already a president. I can mold you into be president. And to me, George W. Bush, he had a powerful cabinet. I will respect that. He had my man Colin Powell. He had Condoleezza Rice. He had Dick Cheney. You know, like, so he had a staff, even though he wasn't qualified to be president. That's somebody that really wasn't qualified. He had a lot of good advisors. Obama, on the other hand, I respected Obama. I really respect Michelle Obama. But to me, his cabinet was weak. Didn't like Hillary Clinton as a Secretary of State. And then for people to just all be all like, oh, it should have been Hillary Clinton should be president of the United States. I never saw that. You know what I'm saying? And to me, Trump, he is his own cabinet. You're not going to see like a Colin Powell or a Condoleezza Rice because he's running everything. You know what I'm saying? So, and then the thing is, people should understand from watching The Apprentice, the whole thing, you're fired. He's gonna go through so many different people till he finds the right person that can do the job exactly the way he wants it. If he doesn't like it, he's gonna fire the person. So that's why he's fired so many people since he's even been president. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he has the money, and shout out to that Scarface song, Ghetto Boys song. I think it was Scarface, Money and the Power. You know what I'm saying? And Scarface shouts out Trump in the thing when he says something like getting money, something like Trump. You know what I'm saying? Money and the power. He had the money. Now he has the presidency, which is the power. And to me, I like where the country's going. I know it's divided in certain instances because you got so many people that's like, you know, on whatever. But it's all a strategy. You know what I'm saying? So that's my whole rant with that. I hope I didn't take up too much of the chopper with the whole political talk. But I just wanted to talk my issue a little bit on that and why I'm kind of like with Trump in certain instances. I'm not just trying to say that I'm like, he does no wrong or whatever, but to me, it's just a lesser of the evil, in my opinion. I respect somebody that's going to keep it 100 rather than somebody that's going to talk about a certain thing and just doing shit behind my back. You know what I'm saying? Having propaganda being spread, like saying they all for my people and then doing shit that's just totally contradicting it, but like saying they are. You know what I'm saying? With Trump, I know what I'm getting, so like, let me just act accordingly and let's see how I can make it work for me. So, you know, that's my issue on that. But anyway, enough of that. This has been a world famous chop up. For anybody new to the show, this is the part where I like to just talk my ish. Certain things is just inspiring. Certain things that's in the news. Certain things is interesting. So if you ever have something too that you just want to talk about that we might have missed that's interesting, definitely get at us on our social media outlets. You know, talk to us. We talk back, and we want to call in too. I love to debate. That's why I said it was the beginning of the show. I mean, well, the beginning of this show, how me and Ms. Lovely Black was talking about how last week's episode was great. You know what I'm saying? Because of the dialogue, we had three strong opinions and I love that. That's what this show is about. You know what I'm saying? Like, we might not agree on everything, but I'm going to respect your opinion. You know what I'm saying? I hope you respect mine, and we can sometimes just agree to disagree. But I like to just learn from different people. And so if you feel, a certain way, you want to call up and talk your ish and you got something to say, this is the platform to do it. So that's that. And this is, like I said, this is real talk with the new Ms. Lovely Black and Mo Benz. Every Sunday night, 9 p.m. Oh, I got one other thing I'll get into with the chop up because I didn't get into this last week. But I want to shout out Sherrod Minx. So if anybody listened to the show last week, we got into the whole, pimp versus manager versus agent and how it can be similar. And, I know Ms. Lovely Black said it's kind of not as similar in certain instances. But, as far as like she's a new rookie in the game, but she's like making her presence felt in the adult industry game already. And what I just think is different and interesting, I was like on her page just checking out certain things, and I saw some one thing that she said that she's about to start just making content. So I think she's got a fuck my fans content or. Yeah, fuck my fans, thing that she's doing. So she said, in quote, her goal is to have different ethnicities and, I guess, cock sizes for my viewers to relate to. So what she did was she said you must have STD and an AIDS test with proof within 3 days of the shoot, which is definitely great. You need to have your health together, make sure everything's healthy. You got to sign a media release form, must be signed, and then you got to have your state ID. So I just thought that's interesting. So anybody out there, you get so many people, especially on Twitter and stuff like that, amateur porn stars are like, oh, man, I want to get in the game. How you get in the game? This is a prime example, man. She's saying, like, look, holla at her. You know what I'm saying? And now the cost is, $1,200. You know what I'm saying? She said $1,200 for if you in Florida. And you in Miami, you got $1,200, and you want to be down, you can do that. Like I said, those are the things you would have to go through. That's the thing that she's looking for.
What's his name, man?
Her name is Sarai Minx. So that's spelled S-A-R-A-I, Minx, M-I-N-X. Yeah, I follow her on the page. You know, I retweeted some of her stuff and was dope about it. She was like, yo, if you want to wear a mask, you can wear a mask. So, you know what I'm saying? So I Googled, she said, a Zentai mask. So that's like the blackface mask. So you can put that on. You got your 1200 and she's bomb. You know what I'm saying? So, look. I mean, if you got the dough to do it and you want to get your foot in the game in the porn game, I'm like, more power to you. And she'll even, for $2,500, she'll come to where you at. You know what I'm saying? So if you're in New York, if you're in Cali, if you're in some offbeat place like Cleveland or Atlanta, I wouldn't say Atlanta's offbeat, but they ain't really known for adult entertainment like that. I mean, well, adult for porn. They're more known for the strip clubs and stuff like that. Definitely holler at her. You know what I'm saying? So I just thought that was interesting. You know what I'm saying? So she's just, like, changing the game. And that's where I came up with this whole, like, new wave, you know what I'm saying? Like, with the technology and stuff like that. It's people that's just getting it in different ways. You know, they're not traditional. But I just think it's very interesting. So shout out to her, man. She's definitely – I just got hit to her maybe, like, 2 months ago, but she already did change. And then lastly, too, you know, she talked about how she had, like, a couple of pimps that she said were agents, but she looked at them as pimps. She's down with, I guess he will be her new pimp. And shout out to him because he's been making moves for a long time. And so now she's down with Prince Joshua. So anybody that might not be hit to Prince Joshua.
Oh, my dick. My dick. All
right. Yo, so you know, he's been in the game for a minute. But I believe he has a agency now. It's called like Silverback. I know he's got like a that's been a label for a minute. Silverback or whatever. Yeah, so Silverback. He's got like a agency now. So you know, and I like that. It's black owned. So instead of some, you know, you going to Cali against some white agent and all this, it's like, yo, let me get some of that paper. Let me find his young talent and you know put them in the right position. So you know,
so
you're gonna be interested in the
let me tell you guys. Make sure, let me step in real quick, and I'm going to let him take the show out and finish saying what he's saying. Make sure you check out my website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com. That's thenewmisslovelyblack.com. Also, keep an eye out within the next 24 hours. You will see the link to pre-order my new book, It Goes Down in the DM. It'll be available on Amazon and other major retailers right now. I just did Amazon, but it will be available at other retailers very soon, available on ebook and paperback. You can pre-order the ebook, and within 24 hours you'll see it online. Please support, please share, please like. You know, the movement doesn't stop, so, you know, jump right in, support, do what you can, you know what I'm saying? Let's make this a number one. And follow me on Instagram, the new Miss Lovely Black One. That page is locked. The business page is open. S B and D L L C. That's S B A N D D L L C. You can follow me on that page. On Twitter, as Mo has been saying throughout the show, you can find the show's Twitter page at Real Adult Talk, and that's T A W K. And also my actual personal Twitter page, MIZZLUVLIBLACK, the number one. So that's it for me. You know, I'm going to let Mo take the show for the next 2 minutes and finish what he's saying and giving his props. I'll see you guys next Sunday.
Right up. So, yeah, so definitely, you know, if you want to be on the show, definitely get at me through Gmail. Everything is going to be the same, you know what I'm saying? So as far as MoBins, so it's MOBINNS at Gmail, you know, holler at me if you want to be a guest or, you know what I'm saying? Like if you real new wave, you don't even be emailing like that, just at me, you know what I'm saying? You can at me. The easiest way is at me on Twitter. You know what I'm saying? MoBins at, twitter.com, you know, then on my Instagram, MoBins, you know, Instagram is my handle. So just search me on there, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to my Instagram, like it's very personal to me, but you know, if you definitely just want to see the things that I'm into, maybe connect the face with the voice, definitely I'm on there. You know what I'm saying? You'll see some pictures of me, you know, even though I keep it kind of like, you know, on the low, So definitely do that. And definitely, I'm excited about this new page that we got, man, for the show. Like I said, I'm glad that we got it on the platform of Twitter because, like I said, this is a raw show. We talk about raw topics. We just try to give you just different perspectives. And follow the Twitter feed, man. It's going to be lit, man, because Twitter let you thrive. You know what I'm saying? They let you lit. You know what I'm saying? However you want to do it, Twitter is down. That's why adult stars, they all got Twitter pages, man, and because that's where they can make it happen. That's where their art can be, you know, not scrutinized, and they can just can be uncut, raw, however they want to do it, however they want to put it out to the people, and I respect that. You know what I'm saying? So definitely the page for that is Real Adult Talk. Like I said, we got the country twang on it, so talk is spelled TAWK, but it's going to be lit, man. So definitely, if you want to see who the movers and shakers is, follow that page, man. You won't be disappointed. And that's it, man. So, like I said, this is another lit show. You know what I'm saying? We're getting into it, man. Just a lot of good topics, man. I like this, man. In closing, sex is a sport. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, the main thing is for reproduction. But sex at the end of the day is a sport, man. So, hey, go, you know what I'm saying? Like, live your life and do your thing. Live no regrets, man. So, look, if you got that chemistry with that certain partner, put your work in, man. And that's it. Leave it at that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I feel like I'm